I think it was Larry.
Larry right.
Sellers.
Right. Do you see what happens when you buy plastic finger puppets? Mm-hmm. Do you see? You know, and it's like, that's what, I mean, and it's like, certain people are just not going to listen. They're going to think it's a conspiracy and all this stuff, you know.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
okay, so you're never going to get 100%.
But you're not going to get even, like, close to, I mean, you're not going to get close to a preschool.
No, because, I mean, I think you're discounting, you know, history. You've got, look at, you know, the population of this country over the last 200 years. And the, you know, general acceptance of knowledge of, you know, certain types. You could pick just about anything, you know, or the last 400 years, you know, when you had, like,
I'm not
people believing in witchcraft to people believing in, you know, I don't know, science or whatever, you know. I'm not saying this is an overnight change. Basically, it's going to take, you know, and you're right, adults are not your target audience here.
I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is, like, okay, but that is going to take like 20, 30 years to convince them.
Right on.
But we don't have 20, 30 years. This has to be done tomorrow.
It has to be started.
It has to be done yesterday, really. Actually, no, it's like, this is like, I mean, like, there are pictures like the plagues. I mean, there are rivers burning.
Right.
And there are rain clouds dropping acid on people, and there are deformed babies, and there are all these things going on now. You know, it's like, I don't know if...
Real acid.
And I mean, we don't have time to, like, be sitting around convincing people, like, maybe do it out of the goodness of their heart or whatever. You know, it's like, that's why people are still hungry in Africa. Mm. Like, they see the pictures. There's a commercial all the time on basic cable or whatever. And people still, I mean, you know, that hasn't convinced anybody. Mm. Nobody gives money to that stuff. I mean, some people do, I'm sure. But I think less than 1% of 1% people do. You know, it's like, but we all know, like, we all see the pictures. We all know AIDS is, like, raging in Africa. And
but there's also just, you know, an element of connecting. Like, what happens is, I think you have, there's rampant poverty in Africa. There's all these problems. But connecting your viewer and your decision maker, who is us, the people in the Western world who basically own more. You know, mm-hmm. We have more ownership, we have more power, connecting us to those situations. Because as it is, it's like, the general perception is, oh my God, it's so terrible. Maybe we should help those people out, you know, send them a check, whatever. But, you know, that it really doesn't have anything to do with me. There's lots of people making bad decisions over there, which is part, you know, that's part of it. But there's also the nature of the globalized economy that's at work that doesn't do a lot for anybody who doesn't own stuff. You know, if you don't own things, you don't have a share in this globalized economy, and you'll be marginalized.
You mean, like, if you don't own property?
Or if you don't have property, if you don't have, you know, what, any sort of property, if you're not a part of the Western world,
right?
You know, and that, and the greater globalized.
Yeah, and so in that sense, there's no incentive for anybody, and the people who are the owners are the ones who have most to lose.
Right. So, I mean, but I think that there is, a potential that if you do make a solid connection of those people in their heads, then the decisions will start to change.
And what I'm
saying
is,
if you had, it's like that movie that's apparently coming out now, or has been out. I haven't seen it, but it's like, people are given a box,
box. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, do you want $1 million? You just, pull it out of the box or something, but someone will die
right
over there. And if you knew that were true, that someone would die, you know, who you didn't know or anything, but if you knew that connection to be true, I don't think you'd take the money.
But of course, I mean, I'm not saying of course maybe not you would, but I mean, that's why it's a hard decision. That's why there's a movie about it. Because there's people who, like, know that there's six billion people on this planet, and 1 in 6 billion is not a big deal.
Right, but if it's a real person,
it's
and
not
you,
their,
like,
pain though.
If you saw that picture of that person and you know, got to understand them as an individual,
yes,
human being,
then you wouldn't do it.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, they're so far away, these people. You would have to shame these people into it. You would have to form some emotional connection with the entire rest of the world.
Right. No, but it doesn't have to be shame, because shame is if the public around them says, oh, I can't believe you took that money from the box, you know, that that person died. That's and so, you know, the people around them make them feel shame. But I think what I'm hoping could work is if you actually had the knowledge, you know, of, well, my decisions do have these effects around the world.
I think shame is very similar, though, because the shame is, you know, you've done something wrong.
Shame is, you know, you've done something wrong, but I'm saying you make better choices without there having to be any shame. It's there, just sort of like, I'm going to do the, you know, the right thing. I don't think you don't always make the right decision because of shame. You make the right decision because it's right.
No, because it's more convenient. Right, if I give you a plastic finger puppet that I had in China for 99 cents, or a handcrafted, locally produced, locally sourced finger puppet for $4, which one are you going to pick?
I don't like finger puppets.
Let's say you were in the market for a finger puppet.
It depends on the things I value. And I value, you know, individuality. I value,
I'm
like...
I'm sure you do. But like, let's say it's for your kid's birthday party and they're favorite bags, and you have to buy 12 of them. And you're gonna buy 12 at 99 cents or 12 at $4.
No, that's you make a good point, but I think it comes back to, what do you value? And so if you can affect people's values by educating them.
But I'm what I'm saying is, like, it's easy to like just like, I value people's lives, but that's like $36 I'm saving. You know what I mean? And I don't know those people. Like, I'm not gonna see them. Like, I mean, there's no visual contact, there's no emotional contact, there's no any contact. Like, those people are in China or wherever they are, and I'm here, and I just saved $36. So I win. And that's it. Like, doesn't matter. And like, tomorrow there'll be more finger puppets that I can buy. And there'll be more like straws.
So you're saying that we need to cultivate more self-interest in the saving of the world then?
No, what I'm saying is there's no hope in doing
that. There's no hope at all.
No, I mean, all you could do is, like, we can edit more later.
Yourself in the head.
You have to tell people what to do. Like, you have to legislate, like, no, everything that you buy must come from within 200 miles of where you live.
Oh, I don't see that. I don't like that idea.
No, I'm not saying it's a very practical, like, solution, but it's more like, that's the only way you're going to affect real change.
I disagree.
Respectfully
disagree.
I mean, what do you disagree with?
I think that we're fundamentally disagreeing on the point of where do people's decisions come from, you know? And you're right on the money thing, but that is because money is one of those things you value.
But that's at the heart of why people don't buy locally.
Well, also because of the availability. I mean, like, no, you're... And because in places where there are sort of local movements and whatever, it's because, you know, they were made available. They're on the market all of a sudden. You go to, you know, town X where all there is a Walmart. That's what you buy because that's all there is.
Oh, because also Walmart, like, pushed out all the other competition.
Right.
But, I mean, the thing is, because they can do it better, because they're bigger, they're like, they have a bigger presence on the market, so they can demand lower prices, they can, you know, pay their people less, they can do all this stuff that's destructive to the community, you know, and for the benefit of the profit, right? But it's like, they don't necessarily, people who go to Walmart don't really internalize, what am I doing to my town by going here? You know, they just say, oh, they just dropped their prices, that happy face kind of
guy.
Right,
but do you think that if that connection were made, you know, like, what am I doing to my town? Do you think, I mean, I don't know. Do you think that people would still get the dollar cheaper
product? Yeah. No, I mean, there's South Park episodes about this. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, it's been, like, well publicized to everybody, government, like, cities, people, citizens, that Walmart is not good. People know that.
I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, there's arguments against that, and I don't know that argument is really, like, you know, a well-known... I think here in the Bay Area, there's sort of this vehement
And yet there's still Walmarts, and people still go to them.
Yeah, but there's also still local markets. There's still, you know, like, you've got both, and I think that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are well aware of it. I mean, like, especially the people who allow Walmarts into their town are people, and, like, maybe not all the people who go there, but, like, I think the people who go there are looking for the cheap deal, right? And if you put a billboard right outside of Walmart and said, if you go here and buy these things, these are the things that will happen, they'll still go because they know that it's cheaper and they can't afford to go anywhere else.
But do you think they'll believe the billboard?
They have to, right? It's written. Let's just say that you, like, you know, had the most trustworthy person in the world standing in front of Walmart telling everybody that, you know, the one expression of,
then,
like,
I think it would change people's behavior.
I don't think so.
I think if you had down in if anywhere where you have somebody, you know, who is trustworthy and people listen to, yes, then it will affect people.
But then Walmart will do a counter campaign and show how they do all sorts of good stuff, right? So it's like, well, then where's the truth?
Well, they're both true, right?
Well, then, I mean, then you're screwed, right? I mean, like,
because you just have to find another way.
I mean, how are you going to educate people when the free market is going to defend itself, or the protectionist market, or whatever you want to call it? It's going to defend itself.
Right.
It's going to show that it's doing good, right? And then there's going to be no truth, right? There's just going to be people being confused.
Well, that's a step in the right direction, right? Because you're going from people buying the party line, basically, to people being confused.
But and those people, I mean, they're not, the people being confused are not going to change their behavior until they're convinced.
Right.
And if they're confused, that's no different than being where they were before.
No, but it's a step in the right direction, and you're working toward convincing people.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the forces of marketing in terms of people, the people who are interested in making money, will win. That's what ads are, right? I mean, like, people just buy that stuff regardless of whether it's good or not.
That is the information they've been fed.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, so
if you feed them contrary information, or not feed them, but, you know, you present contrary information, better information, reliable information, as opposed to, you know, whacked out conspiracy theory or something like that can be easily dismissed from a trustworthy source, then, you know, I don't know. I think that there's hope. Suchin says there's no hope. Your thoughts? Irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
Out.